पार्ट सिक्स अजामिल कथा।
स्वैचारी या अपनी इच्छा किया है, शास्त्र के नियमों को खंडन किया है। स्वैचारी या अपनी इच्छा से आचरण करता है, अति गर्हित लोक में भी निंदित है। आप लोग ऐसा मत समझिए कि हम लोग इसके पाप की बात कहते हैं। आप लोग पूरे क्षेत्र में पूछ लीजिए, एक जिला में सब लोग बताएंगे कि अव्वल नंबर का पापी।
यमदूत सेड नंबर 67, दिस ब्राह्मण इरिस्पॉन्सिबली स्पेंट हिज लॉन्ग लाइफ टाइम ब्रेकिंग ऑल द रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस ऑफ द स्क्रिप्चर्स। ही वॉज अशुचि कालम घायु रशुचि मलात। ही इज कंडेम्ड। She used to drink wine and she used to be with other men, and he used to eat from her hand, food cooked by her. So he was condemned. Especially devotees should be very careful about their eating. What this Ajamil was eating, he was eating malad. Mala means stool. He was eating malad because he was eating food made by the prostitute. One should eat foods cooked by either by his mother, sister or wife. They cook with affection for the son, wife or brother. They cook with the intention that he should be healthy and long lived. So in India we know that in the joint families we have aunties and sisters. The best hand is the mother's hand for feeding, cooking, and then the wife. And on top of that, if they are Vaishnavis, so there is a great effect of eating food by whose hand it is cooked. Hands they look the same. The food even may look the same. Just like if you eat in a hotel, there may be some waitresses. They will bring food. They will bring food to your table. But that food will not bring the consciousness and the shakti that your wife or mother will bring. It looks like the same food, but the effect is different. Mother or wife, when she feeds with love, and she does not charge you. She would not give you a bill. One may think that there is no difference. The waitress is serving and mother is serving, and the food tastes almost the same, but there is a big difference. One should only eat in somebody's house if they want to feed you with love. He should be Vaishnav, he should be pure. And then, otherwise, Yamaduta says, Yamaduta has lived his life by eating malad. His eating from the hands of that prostitute was actually like eating stool. And also, on top of that, she used to eat and then she used to give her leftovers to her husband. So, he used to eat the leftovers, contaminated food given by the prostitute every day. I have heard one story, haven't seen it myself, There's a sadhu, he lives in Ayodhya. His father was very rich. He used to tell me stories. He had a servant in his house. The servant wasn't a low-class man. One time, he was seen to be associating with a low-class woman. So he started to live in that woman's house. Although he came from a good high-class family, he was their cook. So this is called netua, this kind of woman. He started to live with her. So many times he didn't come to work. So the boss asked, where is he gone? So people told him that he went to this woman's house. So he went to this woman's house to deliver his servant. So when this man heard that my boss is coming, so he knew that if he brought, his boss found out that he wasn't fallen, he will take him back. So if he found that as soon as he saw his boss coming, he started eating in this woman's same plate to show the boss that he's fallen. And he said, my dear boss, I have fallen, I cannot work for you. So the boss said, yes, you're fallen, I will not take you back to cook in my house. So in that way he escaped and was allowed he wasn't allowed to come back. So this is seen even today. After a few days after this incident, I reached that village. He ate this other woman's leftovers and proved to the boss that I am fallen. But actually, to eat somebody's leftovers is very dangerous, especially another woman's leftovers. So why the Yamadutas would not call Ajamil was eating mal? Number 68. This man Ajamil did so much sinful activity, but he should have in his old age undergone atonement. Therefore, because of his sinful life, we must take him in the presence of Yamaraj for punishment. Tata enan dand paane. Therefore, let us allow us to take him to Yamaraj. He would be so much beaten in the hellish planets that he will be dandena sudhyati. He will become purified. Actually, we are not his enemies, we are his friends. Just like when somebody becomes sick, he's taken to the hospital and then he's been surgery upon, and we are like that. He did not do any atonement, so please let him come with us and we'll purify him with our medicine. They said so many things, but not once did the Yamadutas said that at the time of death he called Narayan's name. Not once they realized that sometimes he used to call Narayan's name. This they understood that he was calling his son, and that's why they did not accept. So after hearing this, the Vishnu Dutas became very sorry, and with great sorrow they spoke as thus. They said, alas, how painful it is that you're calling this man sinful, although he has called the name of Narayan so many times. So in the next shlokas, the Vishnu Dutas will prove to the Yamadutas that he is freed, that he is pure, and they will free him.
श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत सांजीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतदेव गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे एवं ते भक्ति
चैप्टर 2 श्लोका 1
यमदूता अभिभाषिता उपधार जात तां राजन
उपधार जात तां राजन
प्रत्याहुर नयको विदः
दे
भगवत दूता भगवान के दूता
सर्वेंट्स ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु
यम दूता अभिभाषितां यमदूतों के अभिभाषण
बाय द सर्वेंट ऑफ सर्वेंट्स ऑफ यमराज व्हाट वाज स्पोकन
तो ध्यान से सुनकर
हियरिंग अटेंटिवली
इसके बाद
देन
हे राजन
हे महाराज परीक्षित
प्रत्याहु उनके प्रति
रिप्लाइड प्रॉपरली
नय कोविदः
being conversant in good arguments or good logic. Just about 2.5 days this Yamadutas class pravachan was going on for 2.5 days. Sukadev Goswami says
इस प्रकार से यमराज के दूतों
इन दिस वे
भगवान के भक्तों ने बहुत ध्यान
इन दिस वे द विष्णु दूतस हर्ड वेरी केयरफुली द यमदूतस आर्गुमेंट्स एंड लॉजिक उपधार्यात मीन्स वेरी केयरफुली
चूंकि भगवान के पार्षद
बिकॉज
अत्यंत
विष्णु दूतस अ वेरी सभ्य वेरी जेंटल पर्सन जेंटलमैन इफ समवन टू पर्सन्स आर आर्ग्यूइंग इट इज द धर्म ऑफ द जेंटलमैन टू हियर द अदर पर्सन्स पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू अटेंटिवली Although the Vishnu Dutas knew what the Yamadutas were saying, at one point of view they were right and one point of view they were also wrong. But whatever Yamadutas were saying, it had some truth. The Ajamil did commit sinful activities in that way. Here there is instruction given. Doesn't matter how great and learned you may be, if you ask somebody a question, you may be more learned than them, but it is your duty to hear also what they have to say. If we think that I'm a devotee, then why I should hear him? He is condemned. But Bhagavad Parshad, the Vaikuntha Vasis, they heard Yamadutas words like gentlemen. Not because they didn't know, but actually until we hear very carefully the other side's comments, we will not be able to answer them very well. That's why Badarayana Sukadev Goswami said,
"If we
So can we can learn also, whenever there's an argument, we should also hear the other side very carefully. Here, Sukadev Goswami says, Naya Kovida. He is calling Vishnu Duta Naya Kovida, means Nyaya, being conversant in good arguments or good logic. In which country, in what place, and what time, what should we speak? We should speak what is truth in every way. How to speak logically and with good arguments in any condition are called Naya Kovidaha. This is the quality of Vishnu Dutas. In this way, I want to say something negative, that these speakers in this age, especially in India, so many things they do not know, and still they speak. So the intelligent persons, the ones that are hearing, they can understand that the speaker is not very intelligent. But the person who is speaking, he thinks he's very intelligent. And some people, they would just sit and hear, even though they don't understand anything. If you ask them afterwards, so what did you hear? They would say, he was speaking such high philosophy that I didn't understand anything. It is also possible that you didn't understand because this person was not speaking properly. So the person giving class should be very careful about how he presents the subject matter. Naya Kovida means niti. Nyaya means about what subject, how much and what we should speak. So Vishnu Dutas in this respect are just like Vishnu. When Vishnu speaks complete knowledge, Vishnu Dutas speak in the same way. So they, after hearing Yamadutas talk, now they speak. Number two, Vishnu Duta Uchu. Alas, how painful it is, such sorrowful situation it is. Those who are supposed to teach others religion, in their assembly irreligion is being introduced. Irreligion is being introduced into an assembly where religion should be maintained. Indeed, those in charge of maintaining the religious principles are needlessly punishing a sinless, unpunishable person. Dharma drishan. What is dharma? Dharma means, in this way, in this verse, somebody's his duty according to his constitutional position. So everyone doesn't have the knowledge of dharma, but certain personalities in this cosmic manifestation are the knowers of religion, like Yamaraj. You are this, you do this, you do this. Here, Vishnu Dutas are saying, those who are supposed to preach religion, irreligion has entered into their assembly. What is the pain? They're saying, यत्र अदंडेशु अपापेशु इन विच सोसाइटी इफ अ पर्सन हु सिनलेस ही इज अदंडे अपापी मीन्स ही डिड नॉट डू पाप एंड ही इज नॉट टू बी गिवन दंड पनिशमेंट ही इज गिवन पनिशमेंट So the others, without any reason, he is being punished. So, the general public will become more free to do sins because they will see that it does not matter. A king or government official should be so qualified that he acts as father, maintainer, and protector of citizens. Yamaraj should be like this. He is the supreme master of justice. He is actually not anybody's enemy. He is everyone's friend. Just like a father takes his son to the hospital. If he has a big boil, he has the boil taken out, given medicine, etc. So Yamaraj is like father, and by giving punishment, he purifies the living entities. But if he starts like this, to give punishment to the innocent, then where will the citizens go to take shelter for their maintenance and security? This is the pain Vishnu Dutas are feeling. And the second painful thing is that Number four, they're saying by taking the example of such persons, whatever the Shrestha, the great personalities do, the common men follow. So what will happen? So this behavior of Yamadutas or Yamaraj, by this behavior, the mass of people will follow the example and they will see that the person who is not sinful, he is being punished. So the people who are sinful, they will escape punishment. This is the second painful thing. Prabhupada has said many, many times in the Bhagavad purport about the king or government officials, politicians. And the father should be very careful that he does not do anything bad that the son may learn from his bad example. But if the father has to do something simple, sinful, he should do it completely away from the knowledge of the children, such as if he wants to smoke cigarette, suppose he should smoke in such a place that the children will not even know, that even his wife will not find out. Best is if he does not do anything sinful, but if he is forced to do something like smoking a cigarette, he should do, or going to the cinema, he should do without engaging the rest of his family or giving them encouragement. Otherwise, it will be itaras tadra tat nadiyate. The younger generation will follow from his behavior. Why the younger generation is smoking cigarette or bidis? It's because they see their father, grandfather smoking. and they also copy and do the same. If Yamaraj does makes a mistake like this, then where will the general public go? Number 5 shloka. People in general are not very advanced in knowledge. They don't know, they cannot discriminate between religion and irreligion. The head of the country or the family, in his lap, the citizens have keep their heads in their lap like an ignorant animal sleeping in peace. And if the master is foolish, then where would this the children take shelter? A child sleeps in the lap of the mother, and the mother, and the child knows that he's safe. But if there is such a mother that is waiting that the child, when he sleeps, she will murder him, then what protection, who will give protection to the child? This is spoken by Vishnu Dutas. Again and again they're saying, he has chanted the name of Narayan, and millions of births, his sins from millions of births have been eradicated, and still he's been forced to take to be taken to hell. We see, just like when a train is going, such a leader is condemned, actually, who does not know how to be affectionate to his surrendered, the person surrendered to him. Just like the driver of the train, in the hand of the driver's train, thousands of people put their lives in his hand. They actually take a sleeping berth in the train, and the thousands of people, they sleep, and one man, he is carrying everyone's life in his hand. Sometimes there are two people. So this kind of person should have the knowledge that where there can be an accident, which way to go. Behind Yamaraj, behind whom is the whole world's control, if he makes a mistake like this, then what will the other people do? This is what will happen, that people will not be glorifying the Lord. They will not believe in the glories of the name. So Yamaraj should not make a mistake like this. Such a person, kritam maitram achetanam, such a person, in his lap, in whose lap millions of people are keeping their heads and sleeping, nitya arpitam atmanam. People who have given their soul, their everything in the hands of this person, knowing that he is his friend, he will treat him properly, and he's achetanam. He is not an enlightened citizen. He actually faithfully believes in this, his master's protection. And if the and if the same master takes him and throws him in a ditch, when leaders become like this, then in whose shelter would the world, people of the world go? Srila Prabhupada, in this, with respect to the government, political leaders, he speaks a lot in his purports that they don't discriminate between religion and irreligion. They keep the animals, feed them nicely, and when the animal is big and fat, they take them to the slaughterhouse. But the animal may not have ever imagined that this person is feeding me, taking care of me, to one day kill me and eat me. So, by the lectures of Yamadutas, it seems that the person who's in charge should never be making a mistake like this. King, Dharmatma, Lokpati and Guru, they should be very careful about making mistake. And if one person makes a mistake, then thousands would be killed. If one person who is in the responsible position makes a mistake, then 1,000 persons will be punished. The driver of the train, actually, he does not get even a seat sometimes. He has to stand all the way. And sometimes they have a rule to have two drivers. So if one starts to fall asleep, the other one will take over. In this way, the king should be. The whole civilization depends on this king, and they believe that the king will give them shelter, protect them from the enemies. So it is a duty of the king to protect the citizens. In the same way, it is a duty of the guru to be austere, to study Shastra, to not be greedy, because in his hands he has the life of thousands of disciples. And if the guru falls down, then what will happen to the disciples? He also has a very responsible position. Therefore, Vishnu Dutas are feeling very sorry that such a great personality has made such a great mistake. Actually, Yamaraj never makes a mistake. This was a special case. He was so sinful that Yamaraj did not pay much attention to his chanting. Later on he asked the Lord for forgiveness for his mistake. This, the Yamaduta said, why are you so upset about giving punishment to such a sinful person again and again? If he was not a sinful person, then you could have gotten angry. But please control your tongue, and about whom you're talking, please think carefully, the Yamaduta said. Here, one man is lying on his deathbed. This is a sinful person. And he is being punished, and you're saying he is not to be given punishment. You're punishing a dharmatma. What a dharmatma! As we have explained to you before, he is not a dharmatma. he lived with a prostitute, and unlimited sinful activities he's done. In this way, you're calling a sinful person very nice, and you're pointing a finger at our master, Yamaraj. You should know that he is to be punished. Number 7 shloka. Vishnu Dutas are saying, Ajamil has already atoned for all his sinful actions. Person who you are calling sinful, he has already atoned for his sins, not only for this one lifetime, but those performed in millions of lives. He has already atoned for unlimited sins of his unlimited lives. You Yamadutas are counting his sins of this one last life. Yad vyajhar vivasho nama. For in a helpless condition, he chanted the holy name of Narayan. Just from that, he has nullified or atoned for millions of sins for millions of lifetimes. Even though he did not chant purely, he chanted without offense, and therefore he is now pure and eligible for liberation. Janma means birth, koti means millions. Amhasam means sinful activities. Even though he chanted in helpless condition, vivash, yad vyajhar vivasho, vivash means in a helpless condition. At the time of death, in a helpless condition, he was calling his son. The day he did name ceremony for his son, and he was in his mother's lap, Ajamil, when he first time he said, "My dear son Narayan, come into my lap from your mother's lap." At that time, all his sins were already nullified when he first chanted Narayan. Vishnu Dutas are not in avidya, not in Rajagun. They are on Shuddha Sattva platform. They have no ignorance in them. Whatever they are speaking like the Lord Vishnu. He did not say Narayan, no, thinking that Narayan is Lord's name. By saying this name, everything will be auspicious. Out of affection for his son, he called his son's name Narayan. And what time, at when did he call? At the time of death, when one is not able to speak. Yad vyaj hara. Yad vyaj hara means because he has chanted. Even if he had just remembered the name, speaking the name is greater than thinking of the name. In his helpless condition, he has actually chanted. And the Lord's name does not just atone the sins. It purifies and makes him eligible for liberation. by chanting the name first time, he already became atoned. And now he is eligible for liberation. He can't even go to the heavenly planets. He will go above. It is said in one shastra, Sakrit Uccharitam Jena, in Skanda Purana, by once chanting the holy name of the Lord, which consists of two syllables, Ha and Ri, just by once chanting, it is understood that he has pulled up his socks to become liberated. He is on his path of liberation. Harir iti akshara dvayam. Dvayam means two, akshara means syllables. That's why the devotees of ISKCON, they make others chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol, and the others are forced to chant Hari. Mukti or liberation doesn't mean we go somewhere and we finished with everything, we become air or we mingle with something. Mukti means one becomes a parshad of the Lord, becomes in his swarup, and he goes to the Lord and he takes Krishna's darshan and serves him and plays with him, etc. beyond the modes of material nature. This is liberation. Skanda Purana says, by once only chanting the holy name of the Lord with two syllables, akshara dvayam, ha and ri, and the more he chants these two syllables, the faster he goes on his path to liberation. So I will not describe each individual shloka in too much time, because there is, we do not have too much time. We will understand the glories, how glorious is the name of the Lord. This name of the Lord will give love for God. This atonement of sin is no big thing. So the Yamadutas are arguing that to increase some auspicious activity, the Yamadutas started arguing again. They said, okay, we can understand. We can understand if he had chanted Harinam along with other sadhanas like Dan and Tap, then we can understand by adding Harinam, he could have improved a little bit. His auspiciousness of his activities would have increased. They are ready to accept that he could have been atoned if he had done yajna, tap and dan, etc. And in between he did a little jap, harinam. Then there was a chance that he could have been atoned. We can understand by adding a little harinam, it could have happened, but we just do not believe or understand that only harinam, only two letters hari could have atoned him and given him love for God, liberation. This we cannot understand. Number 8. Vishwanuthas are saying that even previously, while eating and at other times, this Ajamil would call his son saying, my dear Narayan, the first time in his life when he uttered the four syllables, Na, Ra, Ya and Na, simply by chanting the name of Narayan in this way once, he sufficiently atoned for the sinful reactions of millions of lives. Yada Narayaneti Jaga Chatur Aksharam. These four syllables. Already he atoned, not for this life, but for millions of lives. Ete naiva agho nosya. So actually Vishnudutas are saying, actually he said too much. If he had, even if he had just said na and ra, that would have been enough. He na ra yana is, he said too much already. By hearing and chanting this shlokas, our heart, my mind is saying that whatever life we have left, we should only chant the holy name. We should learn from these verses. Here this is history. By putting Ajamil in the middle, there is conversation between the two parties. And on one hand, the Yamadutas are giving the other methods for atonement. On the other hand, Vishnudutas are speaking only of Harinam, not just for atonement, but for also liberation and love for God. Asya aghonasya kritam. Suppose they ask when did he atone? Again, Vishnudutas say, the very first time he said, Narayan, please come to my lap from your mother's lap. That is the time. Chaturaksham. Four letters. And after that time, suppose they say after that they continued doing more sinful activities, didn't he? So, Vishnudutas are saying that after that also he continued chanting. He kept chanting the rest of his life Narayan, almost with his every breath. And at the time of death, when he was not even able to speak, he loudly chanted Narayan. So in the present life, whatever he continued, even if he continued to do some sinful activities till he was time of death, that was all atoned at the time of death, calling the name Narayan. So he is completely pure. The Yamadutas were not able to understand this fact. They are saying, the person who did many mahapapam, one who does great sins and many sins again and again, Mahatmas have given ways to atone for those. There is this vrata one has to do for 12 years by